This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's National Farmers Market Week. What a wonderful opportunity for those who love fresh produce but don't have a vegetable garden or room to plant all the veggies they want, or like me, have had their produce poached by Peter Rabbit and his pals. Farmers markets have become abundant as we experience more local small-scale farmers. As you wander the rows of fresh produce, you can't help but have a different sense of where your food comes from and a connection that we miss in the grocery aisle. By cutting out middlemen, farmers receive more of our food dollars, and shoppers receive the freshest and most flavorful food in their area, and local economies prosper. Farmers markets are in every state. I'll have links on how to find a market near you on my website, gardenbite.com. Of course, you can ask your neighbors, too. By the way, Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that boast the largest number of farmers markets in the nation. Paying cash usually works best. I suggest small bill. However, many farmers markets also accept credit and debit cards. More than 85% of farmers market vendors traveled fewer than 50 miles to sell at a market. In fact, more than half of farmers traveled less than 10 miles to their market, according to the USDA. Compare that to most supermarkets, where 7 to 14 days can go by between the time produce is picked and when it becomes available to shoppers. In that time, fruits and vegetables travel, on average, more than 1,200 miles before reaching store shelves. Locally grown produce sold at the farmers market is made available at the peak of freshness and nutrient content. As I said, I'll have links and more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and follow me. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.